Okay, now welcome to the programme. Luke Thompson, who is of R.A. Savage and Co. solicitors, but also talking on behalf of Families Need Fathers in Hearts. Perhaps you can, welcome to the programme. Perhaps you can just explain that a little bit for me quickly.
Morning, Phil. Very briefly, I am a family solicitor, as you said, from R.A. Savage and Co. solicitors based out of Welwyn Garden City and Hampstead, North London. I was invited to a Families Need Fathers meeting some years ago by a former client of mine to see if I could assist with mothers and fathers at Families Need Fathers meetings, which take place, you know, all across the country. Families Need Fathers is the UK's leading charity on shared parenting. As a family solicitor myself, having, you know, vast amounts of experience of working with family breakdown and issues concerning their children, I volunteered to attend one of the meetings, and effectively I attend a meeting in Stevenage every month, providing pro bono advice to those persons with whom don't have perhaps legal assistance, cannot afford legal assistance, alternatively just simply want advice as to how to conduct proceedings as a litigant in person, as I appreciate as a professional lawyer that our fees can be quite expensive for some people. So if I can be at the meetings to provide answers to questions and queries, then of course that is the sole reason for my involvement with the charity.
Okay, now what are you up to at the moment then?
Well, at the moment, I've been working with the Stevenage branch for about 4 years. What I'm really appealing for is there to be a greater awareness of this type of a charity. Effectively, there's been lots of changes to family law protocol, which effectively are happening as we speak. As of the 6th of April this year, it's now compulsory for parties to partake in mediation in advance of commencing proceedings concerning family breakdown. And what this means is that the Ministry of Justice are hoping that there's going to be a reduction of persons entering in the court arena, thus saving money to the public purse, especially those clients who are publicly funded. Now, what that's going to mean is that there's going to be a higher percentage of persons having to conduct these cases as litigants in person. What that means to me personally, as someone who deals with people as litigants in person at court, is that they are having to conduct hearings of a highly emotive time of their lives, as well as trying to think about all the legalese involved in conducting a case pragmatically, for the benefit of their child. Now, as you could imagine, Phil, I haven't personally been through a separation myself, but having to conduct a case as a litigant in person when it concerns matters of your child, it's very difficult for that person to conduct themselves in some extent, a professional and civilized manner, because the emotions are so high. Now, if I can be at these meetings to advise people as to how best to go about doing it, then so be it, because there's no two ways about it. There's going to be an influx of litigants in person, because they're not going to get access to legal justice through the cuts in public funding, and as a result of the fact that people can't afford to pay, not all people can afford to pay lawyers' fees. So what we're trying to do, I'm just trying to appeal to people, within companies, if they come across employees, whether they are mothers or fathers, who are going through these type of breakdowns, to think about going to a meeting like Families Need Fathers, and despite the name of the title of the charity, is in fact a charity for mothers and fathers and any members of family really, with whom are seeking assistance with improving upon contact and access to children within the family. So I go there, I provide answers to questions and queries, sometimes help with completing application forms, reading over statements that people prepared, sometimes people think, right, well, I'd like to instruct Luke, to assist. Alternatively, they'll continue to do it on their own, but I'm there, as and when I can be, to assist.
Okay, well, remind us again when we might see you next, then.
Well, the Stevenage branch takes place on the, it's the second Thursday of every month at the Pear Tree Pub, which is on Valley Way in Stevenage. And the meeting takes place at 7:30. So the next meeting is tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Pear Tree Pub. Now, I appreciate that the location is at a public house, but the reason why this particular meeting is at a public house that I work work very closely with, is that there's a private function room there, which we use, but also it creates an informal setting.
Sure does. And then you meet in Harpenden as well at the Silver Cup, is it?
Well, we used to meet in Harpenden. In fact, what we've done is that due to requests from the members, we've now amalgamated both meetings.
I'm with you, yeah, okay.
So basically the Hertfordshire group, effectively, as far as I'm concerned, that I work with is in Stevenage. And you know, you can find out about the charity either by contacting me at RA Savage & Co. Solicitors, as I said. You can contact me through my website, www.rasavage.co.uk. Alternatively, call me on 01707 373037. Or, of course, you can go direct to Families Need Fathers, www.fnf.org.uk.
Right. Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Phil.
And we'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.